Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, dear moderator. Good afternoon, everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all of you to the Q1 FY24 earnings call of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited. Today's discussion may include forward-looking statements, which must be considered in conjunction with the risks that industry in general and our business in particular face, and actual results may vary materially. The company has completed 50 years of its success journey on 23rd June 2023. To commemorate the occasion, the directors had recommended special dividend of 75%, in addition to the regular dividend of 75%, and had also proposed split of each equity share in 10 shares. 4th August has been fixed as record date for splitting the shares. This will improve much needed liquidity in equity shares of the company. During the quarter under review, globally, the economies continued to face macro headwinds on account of high inflation, high interest rates, war between Russia and Ukraine, and imposed sanctions affecting commodity prices, including steel. In India, domestic steel demand continued to grow and was up around YOY basis, but steel spot prices moderated in line with global cues. Raw material and fuel prices also moderated further. As such, margins remained stable with downward bias. Central banks continued to adopt tighter monetary policies to rein in inflation, resulting into liquidity tightening, demand compression, and high interest rates. The operating performance of manufacturing facilities has been stable. During the quarter, we recorded highest ever production of 226,360 metric tons of iron ore pellet against capacity of 800,000 tons per annum. In Q1 FY24, we exported 29,358 metric tons of ferroalloys, valued at about 242 crore, against 26,300 metric tons in Q4 FY22, valued at 300 crore, and 34,560 metric tons in Q4 FY23, valued at rupees 294 crore. The hydropower generation was low during the quarter as compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year, due to delayed arrival of the monsoon in the eastern part of the country. The total generation was 101 million against 149 million units during Q1 FY23. In July, the generation was better than previous year. Mines and minerals. We have applied for increase in the coal mining capacity from 1.44 million ton to 1.68 million ton, and expect to receive permission during the current year. In view of increased in-house coal requirement post-acquisition of SKS Power, we are seeking approvals to increase the coal mining capacity of Gare Palma IV/7 coal mine to 5.2 million ton in phases. The capacity of the coal washery is also proposed to be increased suitably to meet our requirements. Process of forest clearance is going on for Shahpur West coal mine in Madhya Pradesh. We expect to commence commercial production before the stipulated period of 51 months from allotment. Soon, we shall enter into an agreement with SECL for mining of high-grade coal from Kalyani coal mine on revenue-sharing basis. We have to restart mining within 18 months after obtaining all required approvals, et cetera. This will be the first mine under revenue-sharing model. Our Surjagarh iron ore mine, we expect to get letter of intent for composite license for the mine soon. Thereafter, prospecting work will be started. Hydropower project under construction. Construction work at 25 MW Rihar hydropower project is progressing as per schedule and is expected to be operational before end of FY 2024-25. Acquisition. Considering the rising power demand and positive outlook for the sector, we have submitted our bid for acquisition of SKS Power Generation Chhattisgarh Limited through IBC route. we have been declared as successful resolution applicant. The plan has been filed with NCLT for its approval. NCLT has heard the petition and reserved for order. As part of resolution plan, SKS Power will be merged into our company. We expect to complete the acquisition before end of current year. SKS is having an operational thermal power plant of 600 megawatt capacity near our coal mine in Raigarh, Chhattisgarh, and this acquisition will bring operational synergies with our own coal mine. Presently, NTPC is running the plant under O&M contract. We are taking steps to increase mining capacity of the coal mine to meet increased coal requirement. The acquisition will be funded through a judicious mix of debt and equity. Equity fund requirement will be met mostly from surplus funds and internal accruals. Now I hand over to Mr. PK Jain, who will brief about financial performance and position of the company. Over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you, Pankaj ji. The company has achieved quarterly consolidated revenue of 1,052 crores during quarter 1 FY24. Against rupees 1076 crores reported in the last quarter and rupees 1261 crores in corresponding period of the previous year. The company has reported operating EBITDA of rupees 207 crores during the quarter against 209 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 364 crores in quarter 1 FY23. The company's profit after tax at the consolidated level stood at rupees 173 crores as against 115 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 173 crores in the quarter one of previous year. At standalone level, the company is net debt free with surplus funds. At the consolidated level, gross long-term loan stood at rupees 1200 crores and short-term borrowing stood around rupees 100 crores. The total net debt stood about rupees 500 crores and the total debt net of the loans given is just 150 crores. Loan repayable within next 1 year is rupees 110 crores. Ongoing capexes, including for the coal mine and hydropower project, have been financed from the internal accrual. The company is not exposed materially to the currency rate fluctuations. Foreign currency exposure is majorly covered by natural hedge by import and export. Now I hand over to Sri Manish Chadha, who will brief about steel and ferroalloys industry scenario and also outlook in the coming period. Over to Manish ji.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. During June quarter, the world steel production recorded negative growth of 3% from 497 million tons to 483 million metric tons. China, which produces more than 57% of world steel, recorded negative growth of 4%. India produced 31.9 million metric tons, recording growth of 12% despite fall of 20% in steel exports from 2.88 million metric tons to 2.33 million metric tons year on year, and jump in imports by 28% from 1.23 million metric tons to 1.58 million metric tons. This has been possible due to robust domestic demand. The apparent consumption has gone up from 27.5 million metric tons to 30.3 million metric tons, registering a growth of more than 10%. Energy and logistic prices have softened during the quarter. The finished goods prices also softened, broadly maintaining margins. Ferroalloys prices also corrected during the quarter. Outlook. Input cost of steel making, including iron ore, coke, coal, energy, and may remain range bound with downward bias. Steel prices may also remain range bound due to seasonal effect. Manganese ore prices have also softened. Ferroalloys prices have also softened and may improve from here due to production cut post increase in power tariff, particularly in Andhra Pradesh. The hydropower projects generally operate at their peak load during quarter two and generate about half of annual generation during the quarter. Since hydropower contributes a substantial amount to EBITDA levels, that should result in a better financial performance in Q2. This is all about the performance and outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. This is Shubham here from Equitas. So my first question is related to the thermal power plant that we are planning to acquire. So by when can we expect the NCLT order, and what's the timeline that we are expecting internally to consummate this transaction?
Good afternoon. The matter, as stated in our initial comments, the matter has already been heard by the NCLT and it is reserved for order. So, but still being matter being sub judice, it's difficult to give any time frame, but what we expect, I think before end of current year,
okay,
in the current calendar year, we should be able to consume the transaction.
And if we are able to get this asset by the end of the year, will we have enough coal for forward integration of our coal mines, or will we acquire coal from outside?
No, this is IPP, where whatever power we are supplying under the long-term contracts, for that linkage coal is available from the government at concessional price. For power projects, there is a different rate. So to the extent they already have a long-term link contract or whatever we supply, even in the future for the under long-term contract of the power supply, we will get from coal from Coal India Limited.
Okay.
For any power supply under the bilateral contract or on the multilateral forums, just like IEX or any other exchange, for that we will have coal, we shall have to purchase coal from outside for which we will take from our mine. And that will take care of the requirement.
Okay. Okay. And can you also give us some indication as to what will be the size of this transaction?
Since the matter is sub judice, it will be very difficult to give a specific figure. But so far as the transaction is concerned, it has been born on a neck-to-neck competition and at a reasonable price. But giving a specific figure will be very difficult because the metrics are subjudice. And that whatever transaction is there, that is also again subject to certain adjustments from the date of the admission to the CIRP to the date of the completion of the transaction.
Got it. No, fair enough. And on the steel division, sir, could you also explain what drove the margin so low this quarter compared to last quarter in the steel division specifically?
No. As you see, the prices of steel products have gone down on all the fronts. And raw material,
right,
there is always a time gap between the raw material price correction and finished goods price correction. So one is the reason ki we have the inventories also, and the overall, since we have our own coal, to that extent, our raw material price was not affected to that extent.
Okay. So, sir, it would be fair to assume that this is then the stable rate margin that we can expect in future quarters also, given that our raw material is not expected to go down further.
No, but if the prices move from here, move up, then that advantage will be available. And second thing is, whatever raw material inventory was, we were holding at higher price. And in the future, we will be having the purchased inventory also at a lower cost. In last 2-3 months, continuously the prices of iron ore, coal, and magnesium, all the three items have gone down. So, effect of that should definitely get reflected.
And the total coal that we have sold outside also declined substantially this quarter compared to last quarter. Any reason for this?
Sales quantity quarter-wise, if we compare year-on-year, so last year what had happened, we had produced more in the January to March 20, two, we had produced much more quantity because of limited time slot available for production of the 1.2 million ton.
Okay.
So maximum, because of that, in the first quarter of 2023, there was higher sales. But otherwise, there is no material difference so far as the sales quantity.
Okay, but if we consider that we got an approval to increase this quantity in May only, Q on Q, we would have expected increase in production, right?
No, you are talking about 1.2 to 1.44.
Yes.
That capacity we will consume over a period of 12 months, na?
Okay, okay. Got it.
Production will
it.
Remain stable over the period of 12 months. So in the coming months, definitely sales will go up. And once what happens in the falling market, generally buyers also abstain from buying. So that also has some effect on the quantum. But overall, there is not an issue, and we will be able to cross whatever we have sold in the previous year. Our current year sales should be more than that.
Understood. So fair enough. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question regarding your SKS power, sir. Sir, can you say the power you use for our captive use or we will sell, sir?
No, this will be used for sales, but partly we may also consume captively if we find economic sense in consuming captive power by producing there and supplying, say, to our subsidiary. We will evaluate depending upon the situation, but as of now, it is purely for the market sales.
Oh, sir, apart from buying this one, say, we need any capex, additional capex for this plant, sir?
Yeah, some minor capex, not materially, but there may be one more capex for the this FGD related, but that will we have sufficient time for that. As of now, we don't require material capex. Some minor improvement related capexes, maintenance related capexes will be there, but that will be immaterial amount.
So how old this plant, sir? Is it thermal plant, sir? Is it how old, sir?
This started in 2018.
Okay, it's a new one, sir. New plant, yes, sir.
And in between, it was closed also, so it has not run much of the life.
Okay, agree, sir. So my next question regarding, sir, your, sir, especially if you see the pellet prices have come down, do you see any more price down in near future, or how much your outlook, what are your outlook, sir, in term of pricing, sir?
Manish ji.
We personally don't see too much fall in the pellet pricing going forward. And we are waiting for the China stimulus, which is about to come in any time. And once the China stimulus is there, we'll be seeing buoyancy in all, products of steel.
Okay. So we'll see realization is the same for full year, sir, FY24.
It's difficult to comment about the full year. You know, the war between Russia and Ukraine has also intensified. And there are many factors which lead to, things going forward. So it will be very difficult to predict for the entire year. But once we are seeing that the Chinese stimulus is in place, you will see that there's a lot of buoyancy which happens in iron ore pellets and, related steel products.
Right, sir. So my next question, sir, apart from this 25 mega hydro power in Chhattisgarh, we are looking to add more hydro in near future, in next 2-3 years?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and what is your target, sir, motamoti?
So we have 3 more projects lined up. So we are trying our best to get the environment and forest clearances, and then we'll talk about it once we have those in place. So we have 3 more projects lined up.
All 3 projects are in Northeast only, or just in where?
All these three projects are in the state of Chhattisgarh itself. They are self-identified projects. All of them are 25 megawatt each.
Okay. But understand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Regarding say ferrous alloy business, sir, how is the ferrous alloy business doing? Because the ferrous alloy is market is very good for Q1. They are very tough market for this ferrous alloy. Then what is your outlook for NAND tops, especially ferrous alloy business?
So you are well aware that we are in the commodities business, and commodities business is cyclical. We have seen very, very good market pricing of ferroalloys, and we are seeing softening of ferroalloys and also demand contraction in terms of Europe and the Western European sector because of the war being on. What we perceive is that when ferroalloys prices go down, also the raw material prices go down. So the margins should remain intact. That is the most important thing. Pricing is up and down depending upon demand in the market. And I think for the next couple of months, we have to see what the Chinese stimulus comes around and what are the contours of the Chinese stimulus. And only then we will be able to, you know, clearly say what exactly the market would look like.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for my help, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakura Engineers. Please go ahead.
Sir, namaskar, sir.
Namaskar, ji.
हाँ और बहुत बहुत बधाई सर अच्छे रिजल्ट्स के लिए
धन्यवाद
और इनफैक्ट सारडा का तो ऐसा है सर कि जिससे उम्मीद होती है उससे कभी थोड़ा छोटा मोटा इधर उधर हो जाते हैं तो लोग सोचते हैं कि नहीं नहीं कुछ कारण होगा तो सारडा का भी वैसा ही है रेवेन्यू कम हुआ तो कारण है सर कि प्राइसेस प्रोबेबली कम थी अच्छा सर ये चाइना स्टिमुलस कब तक आएगा सर दो महीना चार महीना छः महीना
ऐसा है जी अब चाइना का स्टिमुलस तो जो हमको जितनी खबर है और जितना समझ में आता है या जितना पता था उस हिसाब से तो ये इसी हफ्ते आना था
ओहो
हाँ इनफैक्ट कल तक शाम तक तो ये था कि आ जाएगा बट अब चाइना है तो चाइना का तो बहुत ज्यादा बोल नहीं सकते हैं बट यू नो एवरीबॉडी इज लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू द स्टिमुलस ओनली दैट व्हाट एग्जैक्टली विल बी द कॉन्टूर्स ऑफ द स्टिमुलस I'm saying that it should have been there in this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
So I hope by the end of this month we should be seeing something, or maybe you know in the next week itself we should be seeing something coming out.
जी जी. अच्छा सर ये जो power plant अपन ने लिया है, इसमें 600 2 into 300 तो working है अभी, और बाकी जो 2 into 300 के लिए सारा infrastructure available है. ऐसा कुछ है क्या सर?
हाँ सारा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अवेलेबल है लैंड अवेलेबल है जो ट्रांसमिशन लाइन है पूरा 1200 मेगावाट के हिसाब से अवेलेबल है जो पूरी पाइपलाइन की हुई है वो पूरी 1200 मेगावाट के हिसाब से अवेलेबल है पूरा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर 1200 के हिसाब से अवेलेबल है एंड साइडिंग बना हुआ है वो पूरा 1200 मेगावाट के हिसाब से जो रॉ मटेरियल हैंडलिंग सिस्टम है वो पूरा 1200 मेगावाट के हिसाब से बना हुआ है
मेन मशीनरी अपने को लगाना होगा
करेक्ट आगे अगर अपने को बढ़ना है तो 600 मेगावाट का एनवायरनमेंट क्लीयरेंसेस वगैरह सब कुछ इन प्लेस है दैट वी हैव टू सी अगेन
अच्छा इट इज ओनली टू पुट मशीनरी एंड स्टार्ट
नो हेलो
हां सर
आई विल जस्ट क्लेरिफाई सो एज ऑफ इट इज अ 2 इनटू 300 मेगावाट ऑपरेशनल प्रोजेक्ट एंड एज ऑफ नाउ दैट इज द डील
जी जी अच्छा तो सर इसमें जैसे पावर व्हेन वी विल बी सेलिंग तो इज इट अ वेरी प्रॉफिटेबल बिजनेस बिकॉज बीच में सुना था पावर परचेज के लिए बहुत कम रेट्स हो गई थी
पहले से मार्केट इंप्रूव हुआ है ईयर ऑन ईयर बीच में पावर प्राइसेज काफी डाउन थी बट अगेन कमोडिटी टाइप का है तो ऊपर नीचे तो होता ही है बट पिछले दो तीन साल का ट्रेंड देखेंगे आईएक्स पे तो प्राइस इंक्रीजिंग ट्रेंड पे ही है
थैंक यू मिस्टर भंडारी रिक्वेस्ट टू जॉइन द क्यू फॉर एनी फॉलोअप Also, a reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to our participants, please enter star and one to join the queue. Next question is from the line of Pavan Nahar as an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry if the question has already been asked because I've joined late. If you could tell us what is the amount paid for this, or what we have agreed to pay for this 2 into 300 megawatt power plant, one. Two is whether it already has a PPA or will be, you know, entering into a PPA later. How would we be selling? And yeah, these two things, and if you already have a tariff, if you could tell us.
नहीं, ये प्रश्न पहले भी है, इसमें बताया कि अभी मैटर सब ज्यूडिस है बिफोर एनसीएलटी, तो स्पेसिफिक फिगर को हम अभी नहीं दे पाएंगे, बट यही है कि नेक टू नेक कंपटीशन में एक रीजनेबल प्राइस पे वी हैव बीन एबल टू अवेल दिस फैसिलिटी। एंड दूसरा जहां तक अपने कैपेसिटी का है, ये टाई अप का है, पार्ट ऑफ द कैपेसिटी इज टाइड अप फॉर लॉन्ग टर्म, पार्ट ऑफ दैट इज टाइड अप फॉर मीडियम टर्म, एंड पार्ट इज फ्रीली अवेलेबल विच कैन बी टाइड अप फॉर any term, or we can also sell even in the open market. So we have flexibility in all the three manners. Something is for long term, some for medium term, and something is available for open market conditions.
So how much is the open capacity?
Open capacity as of now we have about 50%.
Okay, so 50% can be sold as merchant or however we desire.
Or can be sold even in the medium or long term tie up with others. That is the option available to us. That will be evaluated and taken care of.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much.
And with the captive power, we can always have the benefit of our coal for selling in the open market.
Sure, I understand. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Next question is from the line of Payal Goenka from Tusk Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I want to know, sir, this SKS power plant, what will be the source of coal? From where will we source the coal for the plant?
You are asking from where we'll source the coal, correct?
Yeah. So from where are we planning to source this coal? Is it like from the SKS?
So there are big SECL coal mines and MCL coal mines around 100 kilometer distance from the power plant. One is Chhal and Barod in Chhattisgarh itself, and there is MCL coal blocks are also very close by.
Okay, so sir, currently do we have any FSA with Coal India for that?
Yes, we have FSA, but whatever power we are supplying under long-term contract, for that long-term or medium-term contract, FSA is available, and coal will be available under those FSAs, but that will be available only for the long-term and medium-term power supply contracts.
Okay. Okay, so currently, so the plan is running just 200 and 300 megawatts, right?
2 into 300 megawatt, correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Namit Mehta from KC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I'm new to the industry and I have a few basic questions about the ferroalloys business. Can you actually just walk us through what happened to realizations over FY22 and FY23, and what were the key drivers behind such a spike in realization and then corresponding decline over a period of time?
Manil?
Hi, Jensab, you want to take that question or should I take it?
Okay, I'll take it. So far as realizations are concerned in the ferroalloys, 2022-23 was the peak period where realizations was much better. In the first quarter, we had a realization of more than rupees 1 lakh per ton, which gradually came down. In second quarter, it was somewhere about 85,000, then 76,000, in the range of 76,000. And in last quarter, this silico manganese has come down to 72,000. And gradually, it has been going down from last first quarter of the previous year.
And was this majorly caused by increases in demand, or were there a lot of supply constraints during this time as well, especially during FY22-23?
Manishji.
Hanji, can you just repeat the question again, please?
Yeah, can you just talk a little bit about the factors that have been driving realizations? Is it largely supply related, or was it demand that drove realizations during FY22 and then over a period of time in FY23 and
so
currently?
There was a lot of supply constraint during war between Russia and Ukraine, if you remember, and the prices rocketed 220,000. And slowly, the plant started operating in Western Europe and Eastern Europe. And then we gradually saw the realizations coming down. And typically, right now, the market is oversupplied. And we are hoping once China brings back the stimulus, you know, we'll see a lot of material, you know, going into China as well. And what we see is that the markets will remain a little subdued for the moment. But once the power prices start hitting the producers, because all of the ferroalloys industry has made a good amount of money in the previous highs of the ferroalloys industry. So we're just waiting to see what is the capacity shutdown that is going to take place. And once the capacity shutdowns are there, the smaller plants which are not able to cope up with the high electricity prices, we'll see the markets becoming buoyant again.
And how much capacity has been added in the last 2 years?
In the last 2 years, there were three plants which were not operating. They have started, and there are two more expansions which have happened majorly in Andhra Pradesh only. And I think the capacity addition roughly would be around 45 to 60,000 tons a month.
Got it. And last question, so given the power price hikes in Vizag, what is now the power differential, the price differential and cost competitive differential between plants there versus in West Bengal and other regions?
So what is the power rate today in Andhra is 7.80 per unit. And for the smaller plants which are connected on the 33 kV line, they are on the 8 rupees and 8 rupees 10 paisa tariff per ton. And if you look at the power pricing in West Bengal and Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh, they are on an average pricing of around 5 rupees 50 paisa, 4 rupees 90 paisa to 5 rupees 50 paisa.
Understood. Thanks so much.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again, sir. My question is again related to the thermal power plant. So given that after this acquisition, our entire energy asset would become quite substantial. So how do we look at this part of our business going forward? Are we, you know, exploring possibilities of value unlocking through demerger of the entire power plant, power division, etc.?
I think it may be a little early, because first we have to get it integrated with our operations. It has to come to the full capacity utilization. Mine is also to come to the full capacity utilization. Then that can always be evaluated. We have a separate vertical on hydro, we have a separate vertical on, definitely thermal will also become a little large one. But then we also to see the synergies with the mining. So when it comes to the thermal power plant, because with the captive coal mines, you have got certain advantages on the cost side. So that has also to be taken into consideration while deciding on the separation of the demerger of the vertical.
Thank you for answering that.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and 1. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for giving me opportunity again. मैं ये पूछना चाह रहा था सर, ये जो अभी thermal power जो अपना plant जो है SKS का, that will be under Sarda Energy only, or it will be a separate vertical?
ये सारा एनर्जी में ही आएगा?
हाँ नहीं नहीं, सारडा एनर्जी की सब्सिडरी नहीं, इट विल बी पार्ट ऑफ सारडा एनर्जी डायरेक्ट।
हाँ जी, डायरेक्ट पार्ट ऑफ सारडा एनर्जी ही रहेगा।
जी जी,
दिस इज व्हाट वी हैव प्रपोज्ड।
हाँ हाँ, ठीक है सर, ठीक है, नहीं वही पूछना था। जी सर, ठीक है सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड ऑल द बेस्ट।
थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू। एनीवन हु विश टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन एट दिस टाइम, दे मे प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन। Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. A reminder to our participants to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you, dear moderator. We thank all the participants. The company has been able to report consistent performance on the strength of backward integration and diversification into mining and hydropower, which will continue to be the core strength and focus of the company. With perfect synergies in place, the acquisition of SKS Power through IBC should take the company to the next level of growth. We hope we have been able to address most of your questions. Please feel free to reach out us or our IR team if you have any further questions. Look forward to connect again in next con call. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.